Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
All right, that was the Warriors' heart of a champion game right there. They lose Kevin Durant late in the third quarter. Still managed to beat the Houston Rockets 104-99. They take a 3-2 lead in the series as we head back to Houston for Friday's game. A lot of stars in this one. Steph Curry, big fourth quarter. Kevon Looney, very, very solid, getting the Warriors a bunch of second shots when they needed them most. Klay Thompson coming through with some big shots, and then the game-clinching layup off kind of a broken play. And I haven't even mentioned Draymond Green, who was absolutely spectacular tonight and may have hit the game's biggest shot, a corner three that put the Warriors up five late. So much to talk about in this one. 888-957-9570 is the number. Obviously, we're going to wait on MRI results from Kevin Durant. Those are scheduled to come tomorrow, and at that time they'll decide if Kevin Durant is going to travel with the team to Houston. The team headed there tomorrow afternoon. Goo, what did you make of this one? And take your time and dive into everything you think of.
Okay, I felt like I was watching a Sly Stallone movie, Rocky, to be exact. I mean, it was back and forth, and never underestimate the heart of champions. And tonight the Warriors used Elmer's glue, duct tape, whatever they could find, they used it, and they got the win. And something was so strange as I sat with the great Tim Jordan in the first half. Steph Curry just seemed off. I almost felt like, what's going on? Will it get rectified and fixed? And for him, along with the rest of his teammates, to get hot, especially Klay Thompson, who I called out on Warriors Live, it had to be the Splash Brothers. It was great to see. And I want to pop the champagne, Steiny, because this was great. But then we don't know the unknown, and maybe I shouldn't even talk about it until we hear about it tomorrow morning moving forward. But the availability of Kevin Durant, and if he's not available, which it looks like he won't be, number 30 and 11 and Draymond Green are going to have to go back in years past and get it done.
Yeah, it'll be turn back the clock series for the next two games as the Warriors are going to go most likely with Curry and Thompson, Iguodala, Draymond Green, and maybe we'll see Kevon Looney.
Looney was big.
I don't want to make any, you know, diagnoses, but I do think it would be a long shot for Durant to play on Friday. Even calf strains without any Achilles issues are fairly serious.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see. We hope for the best. No one likes to see injuries on any team. But the Warriors certainly rallied after Kevin Durant left, and were able to hold off the Houston Rockets. This is the Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com, your home of home search. And let's head out to the phones. And let's start with Dre. Dre's leaving the game. What's up, Dre?
Hey, you guys. That was a great game.
Told you.
It was a pleasure meeting you. My daughter Elena was thrilled as well. Hey. You guys, the air went out of the Coliseum when Durant went out. It went out, and I was kind of bummed too, but the Warriors prevailed. They're strong. I'm sorry I'm calling from a loud place. So I'll make this quick. Dubs, take it on Friday, guys. Go back with the old lineup. It's a pleasure meeting you both.
Thanks, Dre, and have a safe trip back to Lemoore. That's our friend Dre from Central Cali. He came to a game tonight, brought his daughter, said hello to us. It was nice. Nice to meet.
That's where our other friend is from, yeah. Lorenzo Neal.
So anyway, that was it was nice to meet.
What a game, Steiny.
It was really a great game. I'm speaking of Dre, his daughter saw a heck of a game tonight, and anybody in the arena saw a great game tonight. It was
Did you think it was over when KD went out?
No.
I did.
No.
I was like, oh, no. And James Harden one shot the last 8 minutes and 30 seconds of this game. We'll let the Houston media get on him for that.
Well, I don't know that there's anything to get on him for. Why would
you
get on him?
You don't smell blood when the other team's arguably best player goes out and you don't hone in and try to take a 3-2 lead? I'm shocked.
The Rockets scored on 8 of their last 10 possessions of the game. And they had 2 turnovers in that. I mean, they scored every time. They couldn't stop the Warriors. That was the problem. I didn't think the problem was really at their offensive end late in the game. Let's go to John, and when we go to the fans, it's sponsored by Audi of Concord, your affordable Audi dealer. Enjoy an unparalleled shopping experience. More at AudiConcord.com. What's up, John? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, guys. What a game. I mean, you know, that was like our stars. They were beaten. They were bruised. They've been playing so many minutes and, like, against all odds. And I tell you what it was. That was the first time I felt like I was rooting for David instead of Goliath the last, like, 3 years. Like, I mean, there was a moment there where Houston took the lead and everyone on the telecast was saying it was the Achilles. And
right.
our original core, I mean, they've been playing so many minutes. They're all banged up with ankles and everything, and they came through. And, man, it was a different type of win, man. Something, you know, and, like, I hope KD comes back Friday. But, man, this one it just felt different. And, you know, it was really nostalgic, and it was a great game and a great win. And I hope, you know, I hope this gets Steph going, you know, because he started playing good once, you know, he knew he had to be the man. So I hope he snaps out of it, and let's bring it home Friday, guys, and get a little bit of rest.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, there's no doubt tonight's game was different. They did. That's a great point. They did feel like underdogs, especially after Kevin Durant went out. But even before Kevin Durant went out, most of that 20-point lead had evaporated, and it was going to go down to the wire, I think, with Kevin Durant or without.
What did the Rockets do before the Kevin Durant injury to get him back in the game? Because I thought, Steiny, we were headed to blowout city when it got 20. I said, this thing might get up to 30, and D'Antoni will call off the dogs. What do you think the Rockets did to kind of chip away at the lead?
Well, I just think their defense has been really good the whole series, and it was good again. They slow the Warriors down. Even you look at this game, 104-99, that's a low-scoring game for the Warriors. For whatever reason, the Warriors just can't seem to shake them over the course of a 48-minute game. Let's go to Chip. Chip's in Livermore. What's up, Chip? How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, dynamite. Fillmore Mike. How you doing, Fillmore Mike? What's up?
Fillmore.
Hey, it was good, man. It was a great game. Awesome game. I just want to say, do you know what this game did for Steph Curry?
Tell me. He's not going to tell me? Fillmore Mike.
Oh,
he dropped two?
It was getting good. Yeah, I was getting good.
All right, Fillmore Mike, he gave us a big tease. I want to hear it. Call us back.
Do you think Kevin Durant going out somehow threw the Rockets off, like defensively? They weren't ready for it to be about Steph and Clay. I'm just throwing that out there because they were running them down, and then it was like they couldn't keep up with Steph. Steph was thrown out of whack. I don't know, but if the Warriors can continue this Friday in Houston, nobody's giving them a chance. If Durant can't go, they might be on to something.
Dominic in Reno. What's up, Dominic?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
We're pretty good. Pretty excited. Pretty great game here at Oracle Arena. It won't be the last one either.
No. Me and my family are driving home. We drove down from Reno, going back to Reno right now. Had a hell of a win. Just wanted to take comment on the communication and the early switches. When Curry was in the low post, he made sure to switch with Kevon to make him so the biggest guard in the rim. I saw their assignments come earlier, and everybody was a little bit more precise. I wish the ball handling and the pass were a little bit more crisp, but that lead pass early in the game to Kevin Durant, I believe it was from Curry, man, highlight reel, baby. Great game. Go Dubs. We're going to win it all.
Thanks for the call, Dominic. Appreciate it. All right, Fillmore Mike's back in action. What's up, Fillmore?
Yeah, man. Man, it was a great game. I just want to say, man, I can hear the Curry pundits now, the Warrior haters saying, man, if Curry would have went out missing his shots like he was doing in the first half, he rose to the occasion. It's a good look for Warrior fans. It's a good look for Steph because he's still the man. His career, I mean, he's not getting too old. He's still that guy. It's going to do wonders for his confidence as well. Guru, I know you juice, baby. Let's get it.
How can you not be juice, Donnie?
Adil on 880. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Love the show. It is a great day to be a Bay Area sports fan. Sharks, A's, and Warriors got the dub. I just want to hear you guys' thoughts on the importance of having a stable five position with Kevon. I thought this was his coming out game, at least with this series.
Yeah, I mean, he was great tonight.
Offensive rebounds, I mean, one was humongous.
He was great tonight. I mean, he really was. But he hadn't been playing well, so this was a game the Warriors needed out of him. And I'll tell you what, if Durant can't play Friday, he's going to play more minutes. And maybe even Jarebko is going to have to see a little bit more time. So we'll wait and see on the MRI on Kevin Durant. But the Warriors sure responded when he went out tonight. Let's go to Jamie in Oakland. What's up, Jamie? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, brother? I'm just here to say, man, like, what an incredible game it was tonight to overcome the injury to Kevin Durant. And I just want to say, I want to give a shout out to the Warriors, to the old school Warriors, Curry, Thompson, you know what I mean? Iguodala, Draymond. This is a huge victory for us tonight. And I'm hoping to keep this momentum up into game 6 and game 7, even if we don't have Durant. Shout out to the Warriors.
Thanks for the call, Jamie. Appreciate it.
The crowd was awesome tonight, Stoney.
How much of tonight's, I guess, special win? I mean, not because Durant wasn't playing, but because of the way Curry made plays and Clay made plays and Draymond made plays.
It was a throwback.
I know, but what I'm saying is, it was. If Kevin Durant stays in that game and they win it, is the building as electric
no,
as it is?
No, it's not. And what you're trying to say, I believe, to paraphrase you, Stoney, the identity of this team has changed. And it went back. It reverted back to the old recipe. I'll go KFC, the old recipe. And that's what we saw tonight. And Steph Curry had been, he didn't even look like himself. Fillmore Mike said it best. And for him to regroup and get his shot back, it's bad as it sounds. It's not bad. It was almost like it made it more exciting that it was the originals that got it done. And how many fast break points from outlet passes did the Warriors get that I hadn't seen too many times during the first four games, Donnie?
Well, they outscored that's a good point. They got a lot of easy buckets on the break, and I need my reading glasses again. But the Warriors look like they outscored the Rockets 20-11 on the fast break. So that was something that they wanted to do, and they did get out and do it. Let's go to hey, Charlie. How you doing, Charlie?
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's
we know you're happy, Chuck.
What's that?
I said we know you're happy.
Man, it's 2:15 in the morning. I'm going to go for a walk around the block. I'm not going to fall asleep for another hour. this was like four games tonight. It was like four games in one. I mean, they started the game with the intensity and they were pushing the ball. I love that. I love the fact that even before Durant went down, they were moving a lot better. They weren't standing around. They were passing the ball a lot better. Tip my hat to Looney. As bad as Looney had looked, he played awesome tonight. Draymond with that three, that was the dagger. I thought that really just put him over the top. Hold on. I have other compliments. I thought Curry's third quarter performance was as bad a performance I've ever seen him in a quarter. But then he just turned it on in the fourth quarter. unbelievable win. Hopefully they can just without Durant, let's just wrap it up in Houston. I got to rest. All right, folks, have a good night.
Thanks, Charlie.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, Jeff. Go for a walk, Charlie. Sean in Castro Valley. What's going on, Sean? How you doing?
Steiny and Goo, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Seat win, man. But I want to get you guys' thoughts on something real quick, because if you watched Draymond, I don't know if it was either before the technical foul he got at the end in the fourth, or it was either right before or right after. He was jawing at the refs right in front of the Dubs bench, right in front of Kerr, and Kerr was just kind of laid back in his seat, as he usually does. I mean, no disrespect. He's a great coach, obviously. He's got the resume. We love him, you know. But I don't think he controls – not necessarily controls the team, but I think sometimes he sits back and there's a lack of coaching at times where we need the coaching. But Draymond was jawing at the ref right after he picked up a tech, and that one point in these close games can really cost us at the end. I mean, what are you guys' thoughts? You just let a junkyard dog be a junkyard dog, and you don't coach these guys sometimes and let him just
did
play?
Stay on the line, Sean. Did you see what Draymond did after he made that three?
You talking about when he kicked Paul in the kneed him in the head?
No. He kicked Paul,
Yeah, when he was screaming and yelling and hyping everybody up.
Yeah, you think he can get that under control? I don't know that you can get that.
That's a good point, but do you think that he should, you know, curse or step up sometimes and restrain him from jawing at the refs? Because another tech, I mean, those
no doubt
here and there, you know. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, take the good with the bad.
It would be... Go ahead, my bad.
Well, yeah, and thanks for the call. You know, honestly, what I think is, I think what I saw there was Iguodala kind of go over and hold Draymond and say, hey, just let it go. And I think sometimes a player, I don't know. I mean, we know what Draymond's relationship is like with Kerr. I think he might take instruction better at that time during those emotional times from teammates.
And Kerr has said out of his mouth that he wouldn't change one damn thing about Draymond. And I'm going to take the man at his word.
Let's go to Anthony in Hayward. What's going on, Anthony? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Matt? How you guys doing tonight?
Doing well, man. Thank you.
I was calling for the game, man. So I just want to know, what are you guys' thoughts, man? I'm listening to the radio station. I'm hearing a lot of people calling in talking about it's like an old school Warriors win, you know. It's like, you know, everybody's really excited. It's old school Warriors win. I don't want an old school Warriors win. We need KD, because honestly, I think if KD is out these next two games, I don't see how we can score. Because from what I know about Steph in the postseason, he's kind of inconsistent, and Klay is really on or off. I mean, what do you guys? And I don't see where else we're gonna get some scoring. I mean, what do you guys thought on this going forward?
I think it's going to be tough. And I think we got to know exactly what we're looking at here.
I don't see him being ready by Sunday. I'm no Dr. Steiny, but it's kind of like, do you even want to go down that road after this great win? Like, tackle that question first thing tomorrow morning.
Well, I mean,
I get it.
I mean, honestly, if
he can't be ready,
if he's going to miss the next two games, the Warriors have to figure out a way to win one game against the Houston Rockets without him. If they're going to go the rest of the playoffs without him, obviously it's going to be difficult. I mean, they're going to have to win a game against Houston, then they're going to have to beat Denver or Portland without him, and then they're going to have to win a series in the finals without him. Everybody acknowledges he's their best player. He's supposed to be the best player in the world, everybody thinks right now. So obviously it's going to make it a lot more difficult for the Warriors. Can they do it? I think they can do it. I think it's going to be a very, very tall challenge, but I certainly wouldn't rule them out. If they win one more game against Houston, they're essentially in the Final Four, and anything can happen at that point. So,
speaking of anything that can happen, a year ago, if Durant can't play these next two games, how scary is it that Chris Paul went down when the Rockets took a 3-2 lead last year, and in the same instance, Durant's out, hopefully not, but it looks like he may be. Wow.
Yeah, let's go to Rico in Concord. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, yo. Hey, how you guys doing tonight? Hey, I love the show. The show is so great. It's like my favorite show. So, anyway, I want to talk about the study that they did on Draymond. You guys, everybody talking about Draymond. Did you hear about the study that they did?
Oh, this ought to be good. Get ready, Alex. Here we go. What? I didn't hear about the study, Rico.
Hey, you guys serious? I'm being serious right now. I feel like you're not taking me serious. Can I tell the story?
Go ahead. I'm going to give you a chance.
We're listening.
It sounded a little shaky, but no, I'm going to give you a chance.
Hey, you think I am shaky? You think you're talking to a racist to me? Are you being a racist?
All right, get him out of here. Get Rico out of here.
Yeah. I knew there was something. Yeah, that wasn't Rico.
When somebody says, I tell you about the test that they did? It's like, oh, boy, if that doesn't rate.
The fact
and
that,
I'm saying,
I'm naive.
Give me the test. Give me the test. Let's get back on track. I know who'll get us back on track. Nikki in San Francisco will get us back on track.
Hi.
Hey,
what's up, Nikki?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Tonight's game was amazing. I guess all I have to say is that hope KD comes back, and perhaps this is a game for them to dig a little deeper and win this. Green's three was incredible. I live in San Francisco, but I'm actually from Toronto, Canada, so I am a Raptors fan also, I must say.
All right, well, give us a round. I'll take a Raptors-Warriors final. I'll take that.
I'll take it, too. I'll fly to Toronto, and that'll probably be cheaper than going to the Warriors game here in the Bay Area, taking the flight and watching them at the Rogers Stadium. Anyway.
You know what it'd be if it's the Warriors, Raptors, probably the two best atmospheres in each of the conferences in terms of
Drake
home,
will probably make
home
a trip
arenas.
To Oracle.
So, yeah, thanks for the call, Nikki. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ted in Palo Alto. What's up, Ted?
Hi, Ted here. Long-time listener,
sir.
First-time caller.
Thanks, man.
Comment on the Kevin Durant going down, and Houston was out of they were out of beat. I mean, they didn't know what to do after that. They didn't know who to guard. What's your thought on that?
You mean after Durant went out?
There's something to it.
Say that again.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. So
they didn't know who to guard when KD went out. Like, they're a point of attack, and we got to stop KD, and everything else will be secondary. Like I mentioned to you, was thrown out of whack, and I don't think they honed in on Curry. They weren't ready for it. I don't know. It seemed like it. Warriors outscored them with the great KD exiting the game. Who would have thought?
Let's go to Fillmore Duck. Fillmore Duck. All right. What's up, man?
I just want to say two things here. So
yesterday
I delivered packages, and I delivered a package to Donna Foyer's house, and I'm talking to him. I'm like, so what do you think the Warriors got to do? He like, they got to rebound. I'm like, right. So they rebounded today. And then my second thing is I was on cloud nine all day. Like, the Warriors going to get this. The Warriors going to get this. And then KD got hurt. I was sick to my stomach. And then Steph Curry stepped up, and then he got the job done. So that's all I got to say.
Thanks for letting us know.
Shout out Philmo.
Yeah, really? Donald Foyle talking about rebounding. Warriors won the rebounding battle 42-39, 12 offensive rebounds to 8, and second chance points. Rockets 19, Warriors 16.
And how about JD's key to the game? Not getting outscored the second quarter, and it was 26-26, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Warriors came out on fire.
All right, we come back, we'll take more of your calls. Great one here at Oracle Arena. Warriors 104, Rockets 99. We head back to Houston for Game 6 Friday. This is the Realtor.com post-game show, your home for home search.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Stein, Matt Darrell, the Guru Johnson with you. The Golden State Warriors win a thriller tonight here at Oracle Arena, 104-99. Kevin Durant got hurt late in the third quarter, but the Warriors managed to find a way to bring it home. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney, Andre Iguodala, they all had a big role in this one. We're taking your calls. This is the Realtor.com Warriors Wrap-Up Show, and Realtor.com is always your home for home search. Let's go right back to the lines. Let's head to Joe in Fremont. What's up, Joe? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was calling in regards to these Warrior fans, man. I consider myself one of the biggest Warrior fans out here, but all I right. just don't understand. Steph's been struggling all playoffs, you know.
And okay.
He gets to the line today, and they're sitting here chanting MVP. But when KD's at the line, it's like bits and pieces. You can hear single people in the crowd chanting MVP. So I just feel like we got the best player in the world, and we just don't deserve him the way people treat him. I mean, you got to show him love, man. Show him some love.
You're talking about KD?
That's what I feel. Yeah, all right. I'm talking about KD.
I got you. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. I mean, look, it's such a tough one. Curry is Steph Curry. You know, he came here 10 years ago when the franchise was at rock bottom. And he's seen this all through. And a lot of players have come through Golden State and played for the Warriors. And basically, bottom line, not been able to hack it. They haven't been able to handle the losing. And eventually they get discouraged, they get disgruntled, and they want to get out of here. Steph Curry never said he wanted to get out of here. In fact, early in his career, when the Warriors missed the playoffs, he sent the now famous tweet where he said, "Hang in there with us, Warrior fans. We're going to get this right." And when he sent that, nobody thought it meant anything. Nobody took him at his word.
Almost like Lakeup's comments.
but the bottom line is, here we are. 10 years later, the Warriors have three titles under their belts. They're going for four. And it's just, this is, you know, certain players will forever be linked to the city that they play. I mean, Tom Brady, I mean, he's New England.
He's a lifer.
And there can't be a player on the New England Patriots who's any bigger than Tom Brady. And I don't think there can be a player on the Warriors who can be any bigger than Steph Curry, or at least Steph Curry's reputation. And I think Warrior fans, for the most part, appreciate Kevin Durant. But, you know, there's something about your first love.
No doubt.
And that would be Steph Curry.
Speaking of Steph Curry, he was magnificent. But, Steiny, I don't think I've seen him play a worse half in regard to missing bunnies and layups. What was going through your mind, you know, in the third quarter before Durant got hurt? Had you seen him miss shots, as easy shots for him, like we were seeing? I mean, bunnies coming out. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they spill out.
And look what happened.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Carl. Carl's in Oakland. Hey, Carl.
Good evening. I would just like to say thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I'm a huge basketball fan and very fortunate to be an East Coaster here in the Bay. I think that everybody should just kick back. We are watching one of the greatest teams in the history of basketball. I've got 60 years of watching ball, playing ball. I played for the University of Arizona, played for the Air Force. This is a time when you're going to see the professionalism and the stars step up so we can clean house and get another championship. That's what we've got. We've got a dynasty in our hands. Anybody who doesn't see that, y'all better look closer.
Thanks, Carl.
Carl, putting it down.
Yeah, we're still in the middle of the dynasty.
Yeah.
Question is it gonna? Are they getting three in a row? That's the question. Are they getting three in a row?
Aren't you tired of the injury thing with this team, though?
Not really.
With Cousins.
I mean, look.
Curry's finger. It just seems like
I'm not saying
bug. I'm no excuses, but they don't need them. But come on, it's getting old.
I mean, look, if you look back at the last five years.
I knew you were going
They've probably been hurt less than others.
Starting with Kawhi.
Yeah, let's go to Charles in San Jose. What's up, Charles?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Stanley, I spoke to you the other day, and the question that I had then was, if we hadn't got Kevin Durant, what other player would we have gotten? Because everyone says that we wouldn't have won any championships if Kevin Durant wasn't there. And I said, well, yeah, so now the thing changes because we do not have another player.
Right.
We do not have another player to take Kevin Durant's place. So now – we really need Steph, and we really need Clay. We really need Draymond. We got to get back to that team that we went 72 or 73-9 or whatever, and we've got to really buckle down and try to bring this thing home.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, if worst case scenario is Kevin Durant's done for the playoffs. All right, so let's think about it. They got to beat Houston one out of two games. I think they can do that. I do. I think they can beat Houston. Yes, I think they can beat Houston one game if they have to without Kevin Durant. I don't know if it'll be Friday. I don't know if it'll be Sunday. But, yeah, I think the Warriors can beat the Rockets in a game without Kevin Durant. Well, that takes them to the Western Conference Finals. I have respect for Denver and Portland. Can the Warriors win that series without Kevin Durant? I think they have a shot. I would certainly wouldn't count them out.
But the adjustment on the fly is what.
But is there? We all said this is the same team they've had. This is exactly.
Now, had this game been longer with the Rockets, or well, I guess the Warriors were. You know, the lead was shrinking. Had it been a four quarter game, and the longer you play, what the warts have shown. You know, the lack of bench depth. I don't know.
Maybe.
Hey, I'll tell you what. That ball was moving.
But let's be honest. The lead evaporated with Kevin Durant on the floor, and the Warriors were able to hold on without him on the floor. So it wasn't like everything was running smooth. Durant got hurt, and then everything fell apart, or things weren't working. Durant got hurt, and then the Warriors rallied. I mean, they were struggling with Durant. He got hurt, and I thought they hung on in a great way. Joe in Livermore. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, man? I want to talk about Jurecka, man. The guy's been ready off the bench, man. He's been really good for us.
Yeah, he made a shot. He made a shot.
He took him, too,
Scotty. I'll tell you what.
He took him.
I mean,
I love him for taking them. He was letting them go.
He took three shots in 5 minutes. He made one, and
hit the side of them.
The bottom line is he didn't end up hurting the Warriors, and that's really what they're looking for now out of their bench. They need players who won't hurt them, and Kevon Looney was somebody who not only didn't hurt them tonight, he really, really helped them. In fact, I don't know the Warriors win that game tonight without Kevon Looney. And by the way, can was tonight a TNT game?
Yeah, Kevin Harlan.
Yeah, they got to pronounce his name right.
I went up and talked. I talked to Kevin, but I should have said, you got to get my man's name right.
You went up and talked to
him? Yeah, before the game. Just happened to bump into him. I said, you do a great job. Yeah. Well, introduced myself. Yeah. Kind of did the fist pump.
I noticed you were, like, kind of making the rounds, saying hello it was to all the last, bigwigs.
No, oh, nobody. I didn't say. No, yeah, a lot of people came up to me.
No,
I saw you looking, I was like, oh man. I looked up in the stats and oh no. We'll have some fun with it.
Tonight the Rockets shot 42% from the floor, 29% from 3-point ranges. We welcome in John Dickinson. JD has just come from the locker rooms. I'll just throw it to you. Give it
I'm waiting.
Why don't you tell us what was going on with Kevin Durant in the locker room? Was he around? Did he talk? How did he look? I guess that's the theme of the moment.
Well, it was appeared to be a normal night, really, for Durant. He was in there when the doors opened to the locker room. He was kind of just muddling around. He was checking out his phone. MRI scheduled for tomorrow. Didn't speak to the media. But it just remains to be seen whether he's going to travel with the team and what his status is going to be. It doesn't sound real optimistic that he's going to be able to play on Friday. Now, Sunday, stay tuned. And, of course, nothing official on that. But at this point, I mean, it was just kind of a normal night with a player dealing with an injury, doesn't really know the severity until the MRI tells him the severity, and then the Warriors will kind of go from there.
Let me ask you this. I mean, do you think there's a chance he could be done for the rest of the playoffs? Is that what it feels like the Warriors think might be on the table?
I think it's possible that it's on the table, but I think there's levels to these strains. And if it's a grade one strain, it might be a few days or a week. If it's a grade two strain, that might be something where the timeline is closer to a month. And if the timeline's closer to a month, then obviously he would be done.
Right.
I mean, a month from today would take you all the way through the first four games, I believe, if I'm doing the math in my head correctly, of the NBA Finals. So, and that would be on the short end of a 4-6. But the reality is nobody knows.
Well, that's exactly right what now. I was looking for, though, if they do
– they don't know the
– strain, yeah. Like a 1-2-3 level, that kind of thing. Like they – who had the – who was the last guy that had a was like a strain 2? Oh, wasn't it Durant when he got hurt his first year?
Durant had this in the playoffs against Portland, and he missed about a week, or he missed a couple of games.
And it was a calf strain?
It was a calf strain, yeah.
Okay, so we'll wait and see what happens there. JD, the Warriors locker room afterwards, was it tempered at all because of the Durant injury, or was it a team that almost was rejuvenated by the way they won that game?
I think more rejuvenated by the way that they won the game, because getting the win gives them a legitimate opportunity to still win the series, even if they have to play the final couple of games of the series without Kevin Durant. I think if you lose this game and then stare at not having Kevin Durant on Friday night in Houston, I think there's a big-time deflated attitude in that locker room that this whole thing may be over, meaning this series, this season, and quite possibly this dynasty could be over at that point in time, because it's not an Achilles injury, which, you know, an Achilles injury would mean a long recovery, and in some ways may at that point, not to get too far down the line,
right,
but that might enhance the reality that Durant might stay with the Warriors. This is a calf, so worst case scenario,
right,
it's a month. So he misses maybe a month. Maybe you go out at some point during the next month, and then he's healed and ready to go, and he's back to being able to make whatever decision he would make in terms of the free agency. So not to spread all the way down in a million different ways there, but I think when you look at it overall, it's the scenario where, you know, it's you win tonight, now you think you can win one game. I know you guys were talking about that. And then you think, well, can you beat Denver if Denver is the opponent? Well, you probably can. You probably do think you can beat Denver. And then maybe you get him back as you get closer to the finals.
As crazy as it sounds, fellas, do you think the Rockets would take this trade-off of losing this game, being down 3-2, and if Kevin Durant is out the next two games, that's something that they would – make that trade, Stani, like we like our chances, one game at home, and then coming back here in this building without Kevin Durant? I'm just wondering, you know, could they kind of use this as, hey, well, okay, we're down, but KD may not play the next eight quarters. We like our chances.
I'm going to say no to that just by gauging the Rockets' demeanor, and more so the players. I mean, Chris Paul, James Harden, very deflated in the post-game press conference, both just – you know, kind of staring around, tough loss. Mike D'Antoni was up. He was, you know, I asked him right out of the shoot, you know, do you think you missed an opportunity? And he said, and he gave the can, well, anytime you lose in the playoffs, it's a, you know, missed opportunity. We're trying to win every game. Of course it's a missed opportunity, but not because Durant was out, you know, to close the game after they had already come back,
right,
and put themselves in position to win the game. So I think it's more I think it's more deflating for the Rockets that even as much as D'Antoni didn't want to say it, the fact that
heading home.
Yeah, you're heading home, but you're right. But you could have headed home and ended it
with no Durant.
And nobody wants to see Durant obviously get hurt, and Harden and Paul echoed that. But they also know what happened last year. You know, Chris Paul went out, and that was it.
Right.
You know, so this could be, and it the irony is, if you go back, and I'm sure you guys have touched on this.
Yeah.
The Rockets won Game 5 at home last year. Chris Paul goes out.
We did. You're right.
And then the Warriors win 6-7. So the Rockets actually find themselves in potentially the opposite scenario where they're going home down, but Durant may be out for the final two games after they took a Game 5 loss.
All right, we come back. We'll wrap it up. The Warriors 104, the Rockets 99. They take a 3-2 lead in this best of seven. You're listening to Warriors Wrap-Up presented by Realtor.com, your home for home search.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
That's Steinmetz, Dial the Guru Johnson. John Dickinson joining you from Oracle Arena. 104.99 Classic here at in Oakland tonight. Warriors entered the fourth quarter even at 72 with the Rockets, but were playing without Kevin Durant, and they managed to hold on and win the ball game. Now we head to Friday in Houston, and JD and Guru, assuming there will be no Kevin Durant, somebody's going to have to play 40 minutes, and it'd probably be somebody's. How do you fill his 40 minutes if he can't go?
I think it's going to be a little bit of McKinney. I think it's going to be a little more Livingston. I think it might be some Jerebko. And I do think now it's back on the table that maybe Andrew Bogut finds his way back into the mix. I still don't think you might start him, actually. I think you might start him. I think you would start him and have Iguodala at that point just play Durant's spot and then go from there and just try and, you know, buy minutes when you can. I think if you start Iguodala with Bogut, I think Livingston becomes Iguodala in terms of your rotation. And then I think McKinney has to play a little bit more. And then you're probably going to have to try to get maybe Jerebko in there just a tinge. Although the one thing now is the Rockets do have time to adjust. And the Rockets can map out different ways that they can attack, different ways the Warriors choose to go about doing it. So the Rockets are going to be thinking the same thing we're talking about. Okay, if McKinney plays more, we're going to do this. If Jerebko plays more, we're going to do this. If Bogut's going to have to play more, we're going to try to do this. All things to obviously try and garner an advantage. So that goes both ways.
You know, it's interesting. You look at the box score tonight, and Iman Shumpert, 4-for-7, 11 points in 16 minutes. While he was on the floor, they were a minus 14. You know, and Austin Rivers tonight was a minus 20. So it was the game. You know, they talk about what those guys can do on the road, or those guys had been hurting the Warriors a little bit. It felt like Shumpert's shots made an impact, but I guess they came at a point when the Warriors were making up ground. But that, like, I wouldn't have guessed that with Shumpert.
No.
Would you have?
No, he did hit the big three. The ball bounced in the air and settled in. It felt like that was going to be a pivotal shot in the game, but it wound up not being the case. I mean, he just so many plays and just big moments in this one. I mean, Looney with the offensive rebounding and the, you know, with, you got Livingston and Clay, the layup that Clay winds up taking at the end there and hitting, and Draymond Green. I mean, that's just kind of a freak play. Draymond's thinking, why the hell are you taking that layup? And Clay saying, well, I made it, and they're laughing about it, high-fiving each other in a press conference. I mean, that was such a wild sequence.
Well, to me, I mean, it was essentially another really bad turnover late in the game that could have really hurt him. They got a break. It wasn't a great pass. There's also a replay that showed that he might have stepped out of bounds.
Not he might have. He was out of bounds.
He might have let it go for – go ahead.
I know we got about a minute. You always ask me what's next.
Yeah.
Next for the Warriors, they're flying to Houston tomorrow at noon. Kevin Durant scheduled to have an MRI before the Warriors leave. And then Steve Kerr is going to meet with the media. The only media availability for the Warriors tomorrow is going to be at 4:30 Pacific after the Warriors arrive in Houston. I will be there, so keep it locked, 95.7 The Game on Twitter, and I'll be on shows as well when Kerr speaks to everybody.
All right, and we'll find out about Kevin Durant's status moving forward tomorrow. Warriors 104, Rockets 99. They lead 3-2. We'll talk to you on Friday for Game 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.